Long, long ago, there was an ancient forest in the New World, which people called the Forest of Wisdom. It said that in the center of it lay a giant vine called Ivy Lake. There was an ancient legend. Anyone who could find it and pick its leaf would gain wisdom forever.At that time, there were 8 brave warriors. Mr. Havard, Mrs. Yale, Mr. Pennsylvania, Mrs. Cornell, Miss Columbia, Mr. Princeton, Mrs. Brown, and Mrs. Dartmouth. They all had a dream and started their adventure to find the Ivy League.
Sitting on the train from the Penn Station to the White River Junction Amtrak, saying goodbye to the Columbia University, step on the journey to the New Hampshire State.
Nearly 7 hours time spent on long big machine, but Mr. Boring would not be able to visit. Beautiful view in Connecticut State.Brings the ceremonial tea. Seeing the sun rays shine on the land passing away from the eyesight. Have a nap under the gentle wind. Soon come the direction.
Get off the bus from KB Equipment MB, stand at the Men's and West Lab MB. Walking in the heart of Hanover Town, passing by the football ground, watching the football team training hard, the feeling of excitement can't be controlled from the bottom of the heart. Never told you for the kind who will play upon my mind.
It's more like a manor, to be covered by the chest of Princess Snow when the king of winter comes. Sounds seem to be able to heard by the every corner of the manor.More land for the one of the biggest eagerness to knowledge in the world. Yes, we're standing in the Dartmouth, another member ofIvy League.
are listening to Jane to the Avalanche. I'm Helen.
I'm Florian.
Dartmouth's motto is Vox Claminis in Deserto. In English, it means call for knowledge in desert. Dartmouth was founded by Eliezer Winnock, a Puritan minister from Columbia, Connecticut, who had previously sought to establish a school to train Native Americans as missionaries. The charter of Dartmouth College is on display in Baker Memorial Library. The charter was signed on December 13, 1769, on behalf of King George III of Great Britain. Although the fund provided Winnock ample financial support for the charter school, Winnock had trouble recruiting Indians to the institution, primarily because its location was far from tribal territories. In seeking to expand the school into college, Winnock relocated it to Hanover in the province of New Hampshire. The move from Connecticut followed a lengthy and sometimes frustrating effort to find resources and secure a charter. The royal governor of New Hampshire, John Wentworth, provided the land upon which Dartmouth would be built, and on December 13, 1769, issued the charter in the name of King George III, establishing the college. That charter created a college for the education and instruction of youth of Indian tribes in this land. Nowadays, Dartmouth's success is beyond Winnock's imagination. With its perseverance, it becomes the most famous college of the world. You're listening to James to the Avalanche. I'm Helen.
Florian, you're the Florian, right? In the Dream to the Avalanche.
Yeah, I am. What's up?
Oh, nice to meet you. I got some question about that mouse, so could you help me to ask Laura these questions?
Yeah, of course. So, what's her name?
I'm Cindy.
Okay, I'll just ask her, I'll write it down.
Long time no see, Lauren Shelley. How it going?
Nothing to complain except how time flies. Last week's Columbia still lingers on my mind. But now it's time for Dartmouth. Oh, have you got any questions from Weibo or somewhere else?
Yeah. Several. First of all, the major continues to be a bad concern. Just as somebody named Cindy asked, what are the most popular majors are in Dartmouth? Now your turn.
Let me see. Number one, the Geza School of Medicine, which is the medical school of Dartmouth College. The school has a student body of about 700 students and more than 2,300 faculty members and researchers. The Geza School of Medicine is one of 7 Ivy League medical schools and is ranked as a top medical school by U.S. News and World Report for both primary care and biological research.
The Amos Tuck School of Business and Administration. It is a graduate business school of Dartmouth College. The Tuck School is consistently ranked among the top MBA programs, both nationally and internationally. In 2013, it was ranked second internationally among full-time programs by The Economist. For the second year in a row, Tuck ranked the first in terms of professional development and educational experience. And tech students, known as techies, typically number about 560 students in two classes, with international students making up about 34% of the student body.
Number 3. Sailor School of Engineering is a graduate school at Dartmouth College. Located in a two-building complex along the Connecticut River on the Dartmouth campus, the Sailor School today offers undergraduate, master's, and doctoral degrees. In 2007, the Sailor School was ranked 47th by U.S. News & World Report among American engineering schools. It was also included in Business Week's unranked list of 60 best design schools in the world.
Quite detailed. And Sydney must have figured out. And then there comes another Alex, who'd like to know how many Chinese students got accepted.
Oh, I just happened to get some data. Statistics show that in 2005, there are 155. Next year, it becomes 182. Then it increases year by year. And when it's in 2009, the number is 539 already. However, the acceptance rate is not that high and varies while the applying people is booming every year.
Okay, in relation to the situation, an 18-year-old girl called Iris from Tianjin is asking for your advice. When applying in order to promote the chance to be accepted?
I see. Above all, your grade plays a fundamental part. Besides, you may highlight your leadership, vigor, ambition, and thought, which Dartmouth put quite emphasis on. Hope it would help you, Iris.
It will. And last but not least, is there anything else you want to mention?
Yep, just some basic information. Dartmouth requires your TOEFL over 600 and your GRE over 1,100. And the tuition is $40,437 per year, when the living expense is around $16,970 per year. What's more, 48% of the freshmen got a stipend in 2009, which is $33,722 on average. And it is said the amount of the stipend is up to $55 million this year. That's all.
Well, it's time to say goodbye, you know. I have to burn myself into study to catch these classic schools.
Come on. See you next week. Bye. See you. You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Shirley.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Laura.
Have a rest and enjoy a different style of song, Someone Like You, sent by Chinese singer Xia Bao Liang. Welcome back! What a beautiful song! Dream to the Ivy League is going on. I'm Florian.
The concept of Dartmouth is to let every student be involved in an extraordinary rich range of student clubs and activities that connect them with the community and with their strengths.
In Dartmouth's Formula Racing Team, students can design, build, and compete with a high-performance hybrid race car each year.
In recent years, another cool club that Dartmouth Aries, one of the many a cappella groups on campus, has finished as a finalist on NBC's all-vocal signing competition, Sing Off.
So, Dartmouth has a huge variety of clubs. Also, the students' life is colorful.
Famous presenter in Phoenix City Lights Television, Zeng Zimo, is a graduate of Dartmouth. In her autobiography, Mo Ji, she wrote a lot about her life in Dartmouth.
Now, let's show some excerpts with you.
My roommate Lisa is totally a party animal. After a gracious invitation, I went to the fraternity with my huge curiosity. Every weekend night, there will be a crazy party. Fraternity and sorority are all student society in American university. In most Americans' heart, fraternity is equal to elite club. Countless American presidents and justices were members of fraternity. Like other Ivy League colleges, Dartmouth has over 20 fraternities and sororities. Over 40% of boys and nearly 30% of girls are members. I can't clearly remember the exact name of that fraternity Lisa took me to, but I remember the music that was loud enough to wake the deaf came from the white three-stage house. When I opened the door, the living room, which was a mess, came into my sight. The members of fraternity had their bedrooms on the second and third floor. The party was held in the basement. Lisa and I struggled to the basement through a crowd, and I covered my nose because the stifling smell. Everyone in the basement has a bottle of beer in their hands and move their bodies along with the music or talking loudly, the bright in their eyes. Drunk boys flattered their pretty girls, and people were all in a stimulated state. Lisa took two bottles of beer and gave one of them to me. She also screamed to say hi to other senior party animals and introduces me to them. The American students all mistook my name, Zemo, for the beer band Zima. Once again, I confirm that fraternity can't exist without alcohol.
It looked like even Dartmouth was regarded as the most conservative college in the Ivy League. The students' life is also full of crazy.
Zeng Zimo also writes her experience that her teacher required them to finish the novel The Brother Karamazov, which is a 1,000-page book, in a week and wrote 5 to 6 common compositions.
Despite the happy life, students in Dartmouth can't forget the tightness and stress in their life as well.
Colorful society life and strict study life form the life in Dartmouth style.
Let's have a further look at how Dartmouth style can be reflected in alumni.
You are listening to Dream to the Ivy League. I'm Leo.
I'm April.
Wonderful night, see you again.
Tonight we'll launch the second book of Ivy League series, Famous School Fellows of Dartmouth College. I'm Ivy.
Hi, I'm Shiny. It is said that Dartmouth is a small school and located at an unwell-known town, so it's rare known by local people, especially foreigners. So that's why few Chinese outstanding people came from Dartmouth.
Yeah, in some sense, I think the words maybe get the point. It's hard to find Chinese famous people in Dartmouth history, but we still get two of them.
Sun Dayu, Chinese famous poet and translator, majored in foreign literature in Dartmouth. He was known for his rhyme translation of Shakespeare, King Lear. He also penned poems, and he published a few of poetry anthologies, one of which named
I think he's a lovely old man who keeps his childish innocence. Let me catch you up with an anecdote. It is said that he always ignored other masters. He always teased in the poems of Wen Yi Do or Xu Zhi Mo and Shade, and he admired himself the most. He even flattered himself just by himself. Isn't he lovely?
Yes, lovely and real. People who own confidence is also charming.
Cai Shidong, a specialist in physics, he was inspired by Yang Zhengning and Li Zhendao, and later he started the journey of physics in Dartmouth. He was highly appreciated by the international peer scholars and worldwide influential scientists in the field of plasma physics.
He's a patriot. He impressed me a lot. His waves of patriotism drove him to join the parade of anti-America and defend Diaoyu Island in 1971 with his wife. And he returned to our motherland and devoted his life to the field of important study on the theory of plasma physics.
Besides, Zeng Zimo, the famous host in Phoenix, graduated from Dartmouth College.
Said that the school has a tendency of anti-intellectual. The students are calm and actually believe that the changing world is now the responsibility in New Hampshire's Hanover.
Perhaps the concern is personally how to succeed, rather than why the world will be like this. That's why the graduates attempt to make their own fortunes, rather than making contributions in social career.
Well, not totally. Dartmouth also produces some outstanding politicians in American history. America's former Vice President Nelson Rockefeller came from Dartmouth. And Daniel Webster, he was regarded as one of the greatest senators by the United States Senate, and a few federal ministers, including Paulson and Geithner, graduated from here.
Wow, Daniel Webster, I know his famous speech.
Liberty and the Union, now and forever, cannot be separated. I was born an American, I will live an American, and I shall die American.
Gusio Susi, the author of the famous children's book series, Dr. Susi, American GE Serial, and former chief executive of Good Man Zach's Group, came from Dartmouth.
Meredith Grey of Grace and Automedy, Pete Campbell from Mad Men, and Michelle Courtney from The Godfather also graduated from Dartmouth. I hear her voice in the morning, or she calls me. The radio reminds me of my home far away. I think Dartmouth is a land of freedom.
Students here are cheerful and interested in entertainment and sports.
Time slipped through our fingers.
It's time to say goodbye.
Let's end with a speech given by comic master Conan O'Brien on the graduation ceremony in Dartmouth.
Have a sweet night and see you next week.
See you.
You're listening to Dream to the Ivy League. And Abby.
I'm Shiny.
Well, now I'm here to tell you that though you should not fear filler, you should do your very best to avoid it. There are few things more liberating in this life than having your worst fear realized. It is our filler to become our perceived ideal that ultimately define us and make us unique. It's not easy. But if you accept your mess fountain and handle it right, your perceived filler can become a catalyst for a profound brain invention. But today I'll tell you that, whether you feel it or not, disappointment will come. The beauty is that through disappointment you can gain clarity. And with clarity comes conviction and true originality.
Dartmouth is a wonderful college. Thanks for listening today's Dream to Ivy League. And next time, we'll bring you the Christmas special program, A Fairy Tale is Coming. Goodbye. Nearby.